How Susan B. Anthony Won the Battle for Co-Education. From the Croesus, a magazine published by the women of the junior class of the University of Rochester, 1909. In 1898, the trustees of the university agreed to make the institution co-educational, provided the women of Rochester could raise $100,000, the equivalent of $1.9 million today, to be added to the endowment of the university within a year. At the year's end, the stupendous task was far from being accomplished, though considerable progress had been made. Yielding to the pressure of public opinion, the trustees extended the time for another year and reduced the sum to $50,000. Miss Anthony, fully occupied with the strenuous duties of her calling, left the actual collection of the funds to others, and was quite appalled to hear, on September 7th, 1900, from the secretary of the fund committee, that they were still lacking $8,000 to complete the required amount, and that the time limit expired the next day. The burden of the enterprise which she had inaugurated was to fall upon her shoulders after all. She spent a sleepless night, but by mid-afternoon of the next day, she had succeeded in securing additional pledges for $6,000. The day was waning, however. The board was in session and liable to adjourn at any time, and the cause would be lost. Finally, at the crucial moment, her indomitable perseverance conquered. The last $2,000 was pledged by an aged and wealthy citizen of Rochester, and Miss Anthony proceeded in triumph to the trustees. But her triumph was short-lived. The pledges were duly examined and approved, with the exception of that last $2,000, which was declared invalid owing to the age and precarious health of the donor. Miss Anthony was stunned. Should the battle be lost on a technicality? Never. She had not wished the cause of co-education to suffer from any connection with her name, she told the august gentleman, and then added firmly, I now pledge my life insurance for the $2,000. The deed was done. In the language of the press, the doors of the University of Rochester were opened to women. That they had been opened by the women, for the women, might with equal propriety have been added.